This week I was reminded about this young farmer. He was standing out in his field where he observed some peculiar cloud formations. I want to show you a couple peculiar cloud formations that I found online. This first one, obviously you can tell what it is. It's what? It's like an angel. It's pretty cool, isn't it? Wouldn't you love to see that someday, just looking up in the sky and seeing that looking down on you? How about this next one? That's kind of creepy. But anyway, so let's move on to the next one right here. And oh, look at that. Winnie the Pooh. Anyway, so this farmer's out in his field. He sees some peculiar cloud formations that appear to him to be three letters, G, P, and C. And so he believes this is God speaking to him, and that GPC means go preach Christ. So what does he do? The farmer rushes to the deacons of his church. He insists that he's been called to preach. Respectful of his zeal, they invite him to take the pulpit the next Sunday. That's brave. Well, the Sunday sermon happens. It's long, it's tedious, and it's very incoherent. It's not going to happen this Sunday, I believe. Long, tedious, incoherent. When it finally ends, the leaders sit in stunned silence. After several awkward moments, one of the wise deacons approaches this young would-be preacher, and he says, "Seems to me that the clouds were saying, go plant corn." Anyway, if it really happened this way, it wouldn't be too surprising, because this happens all the time. It really does. Where there's confusion on understanding what God is really saying to us. So what is God up to? What is God saying? Here's a time-tested word that I want to bring forth. It's from Isaiah 43:19. "See, I'm doing new things. Do you not perceive it?" I know the passage might seem overused and possibly used out of context from time to time. But the Lord took me to this passage once again to remind me, to remind us, that he's always doing something new. We know that. We pray for that. I want that in my life. I want that in your life. He's continuing to make you new, to transform you to ever-increasing glory, more and more like Christ Jesus. He's continuing to move in people's life, drawing people out of darkness into his marvelous light. God is always doing new things. The question is do we, his church, perceive it? Are we aware of what God is really doing, or are we oblivious? God has us, Evident Life Church, in a strategic time and place. It's no accident that we're right here, right now. It's no accident that we're in downtown Gilbert in 2019 for such a time as this. God is up to something. God is moving. He has plans and purposes for you being right here in this room right now. It's not an accident. God is sovereign. He's moving. Do we perceive it? This is a move. Going to be our four-week sermon series. That's how many messages God's given me. It could go longer than that. But I told Zach that he's going to be preaching the last Sunday of August, and so that might just restrict me to four. But anyway, we're looking forward to that, brother. It's going to be really good. This guy's a young preacher. He's really called to this. We have a four-week series. The subtitle of our series, This Is a Move, is Learning to Listen and Faithful to Follow. Those are two things. If we're going to understand what God is doing, if we're going to know what he's up to, we've got to learn to listen, and then we've got to be faithful to follow him, what he's saying. This is a move. The church being right here and right now is not a happenstance. It's not a coincidence that we're here. It's not an accident. God knows the plans that he has for us, and they are big plans. This is a move. You know, sometimes we have to be reminded of this, that God has big plans for his church. And if you're in Christ Jesus, you're part of his church. He has big plans for us to come together and to bring his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. And often we get so run over by life that we forget this. And we just kind of settle for going along to get along and just make it through another day. But this is a move. God has big plans for his church right now. There's a reason that God placed us in downtown Gilbert. This is the Heritage District, which means this is the foundation of our community. It starts right there on Juniper, just 100 yards to our north. And it goes up to Elliott, about 0.5 mile to our south. And here we are on Gilbert Road, right in the foundation stones of our community planted right here. And this just happens to be where God plants us today, where now there are tens of thousands of people coming right down here to this place every single week to gather. And there's a church here. This is a move. God just might be up to something. Do we perceive it? He wants us to listen. And he wants us to faithfully follow what he's saying. This is a move. God is moving us into the front of our building. You know, 5 years ago, we purchased this building. And we were blessed to have another church that could bless us by being a tenant, but we could also bless by giving them a place to land for 5 years. So we did a 5-year lease with them, and we shared this building every single week. You know that they had a service. There were about 80 of them every single Sunday, just right here in our building, having a church service at the exact same time that we were. The Lord has called us, though, to now step out and to step up and to move his presence and what God has called us into right into the heart of our community, to get up close and personal with our neighborhood, the place that God has us. So it's an exciting time. And if you remember a few weeks ago, at the end of June, we prayed for Grace North Gilbert, and we blessed them as they're moving into the next exciting season of their story and what God has for them. So how do we do all of this? How do we do this? And how do we move with God? Well, I want to start by saying this. The Lord isn't hiding things from us. Often we think that. We think God is playing some kind of shell game with us, and he's hiding his real will and his real desires and his real plans from us, and here we are trying to figure it out. But that's not true. God is speaking to his church, and he's very actively, through the Holy Spirit, leading his church into his perfect will. The question is are we hearing, and are we following? Because God's speaking and he's moving. Are we hearing and are we following? Can you hear me now? Good, because that's the title of this first message of this series. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Learning to listen to God. That's what we're going to focus on. And maybe you've been in this situation in your own life. Because as we're going through this series, this is a move. Yeah, we're going to be tying it into what God is doing here at Evident Life Church and through Evident Life Church, what his plans are here and how we're hearing from God and moving forward. But this is also for you personally. This is for you. Learn to listen. Faithful to follow. Maybe you're saying, I want to do the right thing in my life. I want to make the right decision. I want to be involved with what God has for me right now, but how? How? How do I know what he's up to and what I'm supposed to be doing? This is what we're going to be covering over the next 4 weeks, because this is a move. Amen? Amen. All right, I'm going to do this just because I got to make sure everybody's awake and attentive, because we're going to learn to listen. And sometimes the way we learn to listen is we interact a little bit. I didn't plan on doing this, but I just feel like we got to liven it up here. I mean, maybe you used all your energy in worship, because that was a powerful time. But God's speaking to us right now. Would you just say this after me? Say, this is a move. This is a move. All right, that was good enough. We don't have to do it again. Amen. Deuteronomy 29:29. Deuteronomy 29:29. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever. Why? So that we may follow all the words of this law. So what do we see there in Deuteronomy 29:29? We discover this, first of all, that God hasn't told us everything. Do you feel ripped off? Man, you shouldn't be, because he's God. Check this out. So God hasn't told us everything. There are some things that God has withheld, and there are things that will always be withheld from you. Are you okay with that? Are you okay with trusting that God's going to reveal exactly what you need, exactly when you need it, and what you can handle? Here's the other reality of why there are always going to be things that you're not going to know, especially about God. Because he's infinite, and you're not. Even when you pass from this life and get your resurrected body, you still are finite. God is infinite. And how can the finite ever fully know the infinite? But we, the finite, who are in Christ Jesus, we have the blessing of forever getting to know the infinite more and more and more, being blown away and wowed by just how amazing he is. You see, I think that's one of the blessings that we have for eternity, is being with him and being just blown away by him every single moment of every single day as we get to know him more. So there are some things that he's withheld, and there are some things that you're probably never going to know for all eternity. But then there are things that he has revealed to us, his people. He wants to reveal to us things. He's going to reveal to us more of his character, more of his love, more of his plans, his purposes, his attributes. He's given us an awful lot right here, hasn't he? This is the revelation of the Lord God right here. Do you know everything in here? You can. He's revealed it to you. Dive into it. Let the Holy Spirit lead you through it. Get with a good group of people who love God, love his word, and enjoy the revelation that the Lord has for you. We may not know everything, but this is the truth. It's found in 2 Peter 1:3. I love this passage of Scripture. It says that God's divine power. How many of you know that God is powerful? Amen. Amen. God's divine power, not just, you know, human power, not just so-so power, but his divine power has given us, has released to us, has revealed to us everything that we need for life and godliness. He's given us everything we need. He's revealed to us what we need for such a time as this. When we need it, he reveals it to us. Are we learning to listen? And are we faithful to follow what he's revealing? God has given us all we need to follow him, to follow his plans. He continues to reveal everything we need to successfully follow him. God doesn't have us running blind. He really doesn't. And if you feel like you're running blind, you need to step back and put on some new glasses right here and quiet yourself and pull away from the rat race and let him reveal himself, his kingdom, and his plans to you in greater measure. The deal is, God's people have always struggled hearing him and following him. Maybe you found yourself in that predicament. Anybody been there? Anybody ever had a problem hearing God? Anybody ever had a problem following God? I'm raising my hand for both of those. It just seems to be a common thing throughout history. You want to follow God, but you don't know what the next thing is. How do we not miss it? Can you hear me now? Yep. All right, just thought I'd say that because that's the title of the message. Can you hear me now?
Yep.
All right. Let's begin by clearly stating this. Number one, point number one of this message. We can hear God's voice. Why don't you say, I can hear God's voice. Speak it in faith. I can hear God's voice. Amen. We can hear God's voice because God is not silent. And His children are not spiritually deaf. And maybe somebody here needs to hear that. You are not spiritually deaf. You have ears to hear the living God. If you are born again in Christ Jesus, you have what you need to hear His voice because we can hear God. As followers of Jesus, we can hear His voice, and Jesus reminds us of this truth in the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 27. My sheep listen to my voice. Do you hear that? Yeah, that's funny. Do you hear that? My sheep, who are His sheep? His followers. Are you a follower of Christ Jesus? His followers, His sheep, listen to His voice. Have ears to hear His voice. And they actually hear His voice because then He says, I know them and they follow me. So as He's saying, over here, we're going to move this way now. This is what we're going to engage in. This is what we're going to focus on. This is what we're going to speak. His sheep, His followers, His disciples follow. We hear and we follow. God is speaking. He's given us the ability to hear His voice. That's amazing. That's miraculous. It's humbling. He's given us ears to hear so that we can know Him first and foremost, enjoy Him, and follow Him. This is how Joshua led the entire Jewish nation out of the desert and into the promised land. He listened and he heard and then he led. Joshua 1 verse 1 says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide. So listen, now the Lord is speaking to Joshua, right? Do you see that? Sometimes we just run by this, we go, okay, whatever. But he's speaking to Joshua. And obviously Joshua is listening and Joshua is hearing, okay? So it says, after the death of Moses, servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses, he said, Moses, my servant, is dead. So God is speaking, Joshua is listening and hearing. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all the people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give you to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot as long as I promised Moses, as I did him. So God is continuing. He continues in the passage right there. If you look at Joshua 1, continues to speak to Joshua. Joshua continues to listen and hear what God is saying. In a similar way, God's been speaking to the leadership of this church. Because He's the same today as He always has been. And He's speaking and He's leading His people, setting us up, putting us where He wants us, and revealing to us what we need. So He's been speaking to the leadership of Evident Life Church, and we're hearing God say that it's time to occupy the land. It's time to move forward. We're hearing Him call us to trust Him as we move into the great plans and purposes that He has for this next season as a local congregation here. And like the Israelites, God has given us the land to occupy. He's positioned us to establish His presence in the heart of our community. This is a move. This is why we're here. Not just to be a convenient location so that everybody can follow, oh yeah, we're right down there, you know, across from all the restaurants. He has strategically placed us here to bring His presence into this community because He loves people. And He longs for this community to know Him. And so here we are, His ambassadors, His church. This is a move. How did we get here? I want to talk about that just briefly. We got here by hearing God and following his lead. That's a short answer, but let me give you a few of the details. So this was, maybe 10 and a half years ago, and the Lord had called us to plant a church, and we were in the waiting before we were launched into planting Evident Life Church about 10 and a half years ago, and Velvet and I started prayer walking, and the Lord led us to downtown Gilbert. Now, there was probably just really one thriving restaurant in downtown Gilbert. It was not a destination. It was Joe's Barbecue, and everything that tried to exist across the street from Joe's Barbecue went out of business. It wasn't the hopping place, unless you wanted barbecue. But the Lord led the two of us to come down here and to start prayer walking this area of Gilbert. So we were walking up and down the road. We were walking up and down Gilbert Road, seeking God, praying, and the Lord started to get us excited. We actually thought maybe we were going to just get the Hale Theater, you know. But God had something bigger for us than that. And he put in our spirits this excitement about this particular area. But how would that happen? Well, the first place that God placed us was in the library, which is where we launched nearly 10 years ago as a church, at Greenfield and Guadalupe, in the public library there. And then he blessed us with an upper room over off of Gilbert Road, but over off of Warner in Gilbert. And that was a great place. Then what happened? We had outgrown that and needed to move, and so we started planning, what are we going to do next? We put an offer down on a piece of land by Highland High School, and it got accepted. It was under contract. We had plans drawn up, went through the first phase with the town of Gilbert, but then God wanted to remind us, I think, of something and redirect us of what he really has for this church and this congregation, the call that he has on us. And so what did he do? In the middle of buying this other building and this other land, the Lord intervened with a prophetic word. And he used one of our brothers in the Lord. You know, we're part of a big body of Christ. Yes, everyone in this room and then some, but also the body of Christ worldwide. And around, you know, so we got a friend, Pastor Emmanuel. How many of you know Pastor Emmanuel? He was here just, end of May or so. He'll be back within a year, and so you'll get to meet him again. I got a phone call from Pastor Emmanuel out of the blue, and he gave me a word from Ghana, Africa. And he gave me this word as I was on my way to a meeting with other pastors to plan our first Friday in the Park, Good Friday in the Park combined service here in the town. And he said, I have a word for you, Eric. He said, expand your expectations. Well, he probably said, Bishop. I have a word for you, Bishop. He calls me that. I'm like, all right, brother. And so he said, you need to expand your expectations and increase your ability to receive. And I knew exactly what God was saying. He was saying that the building plans that we had moved forward in weren't necessarily his plans, weren't necessarily the big plans that he really has for this church. After that meeting, one of the pastors came up to me. Some of you have heard this story, but others haven't. Pastor came up to me out of that meeting and said, are you guys still looking for a building? I don't know. I thought we were set, but maybe not. I just got a word from the Lord from a friend. And he said, well, that building downtown, they're going to be selling it. That one where that charter school is in there and there's that church that meets there, they're going to be selling that building. And I just happened to know the pastor. And we got together 2 days later, and at Liberty Market, within a couple hours, the Lord orchestrated and redirected us from that other land to this land to occupy. And then after a whole lot of negotiating and contracts and all that stuff, here we land in this place. This is a move. This is a move. God brought us here supernaturally. We never should have been able to afford this place. We never should have been able to be here. Yet, this is a move. And when God is moving, things happen. Supernatural things happen. Bigger things happen. So God has set us here for such a time as this. Do you perceive it? Well, are we positioned to hear God? That's point number two. We can hear God. But the question is are we positioned to hear God? And I want you to consider this for your own life, too. You can hear God. He's speaking to you. He's guiding and he's directing your life because he loves you and he cares for you and he has a plan and purpose for your life. The question is are we positioned to hear what he's saying, to know where he's leading? Like Moses, he positioned himself on that mountain for 40 days in order to hear God. Joshua did a similar thing to hear God. Likewise, the early church positioned themselves in an upper room waiting to hear what God had next for the church after Jesus had ascended to be at the right hand of the Father. 10 days positioning themselves to hear from God, to get direction from the living God, not wanting to run off on their own, to make it up their own way and do it their own way. Even Jesus would position himself to hear the voice of his Father. It says in Luke 5:16, but Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and he prayed. Positioned himself to hear what his Father was saying. Jesus was desperate to know, and he knew he had to be in the right posture because this world is noisy. Come on, think about that. If Jesus needed to withdraw to lonely, quiet, uninterrupted places for long periods of time to pray and hear from his Heavenly Father, how much more do you need to withdraw from the crazy environment that we live in today and pull away and detach and shut it off and close the blinds even and just let God speak? We need to position ourselves to hear from the living God because we can hear. 11 years ago at a prayer conference, I was positioned to hear from the Lord. During this time of being intentional, the Lord clearly and supernaturally called me to take my whole family to Ghana, Africa for a month. Now, I was at a prayer conference wanting to hear from God corporately with other believers, wanting to learn how to hear from God and communicate with God more and more. And at that conference, as a pastor from Africa, not Pastor Emmanuel, but Jackson Sinyonge from Uganda, was preaching and talking about the Lord and hearing and connecting with him, the Lord clearly, clearly directed me, so clearly as almost audible, clearly directed me, take your whole family to Ghana, Africa for a month. Now, I didn't know where it was all going to lead. I had no clue what God had planned in Ghana, Africa. I mean, I had just become a pastor. I wasn't really even a preacher at that time. I didn't know what did God have up his sleeve. And there were so many reasons why it wasn't practical and why I could say no. First of all, the expense of taking 6 people to Ghana, Africa, there and back and all that. It's crazy, right? And then I've got 2 kids who have nut allergies, and we're going to be out in the bush where there's not even running water, let alone good medical care. One of my kids has severe asthma. I had all the reasons in the world to say, this can't be you, God. But I knew it was the Lord who was speaking, leading, and guiding. I knew that I had heard what he was saying, so I didn't have a choice. And we went to Ghana, Africa. And yes, when we were there, my son Grant, who has asthma, had a severe asthma attack. And we were praying, and the machine that we brought, the nebulizer machine, wasn't working right. I don't know, because of all the electrical issues and all of this. And it doesn't mean there won't be problems. But when God speaks and we're positioned to hear him, we can move forward in confidence. Jesus stated, and this is in what's called the Greek imperative tense, and we are familiar with this passage in Matthew 7, verses 7 and 8. He says, ask and it will be given to you. And I reiterate that it's in the imperfect imperative tense in the original Greek language, because in the New Living Translation translates it this way. What Jesus is saying here is, he says, keep on asking and it will be given to you. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be opened for you. In other words, keep on positioning yourself to hear the voice of God. Keep on posturing yourself to hear and to receive from the Lord. Moses went to the mountain and he didn't come down until he heard from the Lord. Again, the believers, 120 of them, for 10 days in the upper room, didn't leave, didn't just abandon the prayer meeting after a couple hours and go, this really isn't what I was expecting. I got a lot going on in my life, so I'm going to take care of it. No, they were desperate to know the next move. They needed to hear what God was saying. And so they continued asking, seeking, and knocking, and waiting for the voice of the Lord, for the move of God. And it came pretty powerfully in both of those cases, with Moses, God writing on stone tablets and handing them to him. Wow. Dramatic. I will tell you this, dramatic things happen when we're willing to position ourselves and posture ourselves to hear from God for 40 days, for 10 days, and not to run after 10 minutes because we get a text or an Instagram, you know, hey, somebody just posted something new. Whoa, what is it? Oh. God understands, man, it's the time we live in. What are we missing? What are we missing? And we're positioned to hear from God. I know we raised our hands earlier that we've all been in that place where we haven't heard or we haven't followed. I want to encourage us. Let's be those people who are desperate enough to hear God, that we will position ourselves to hear him. Let's not allow the busyness of life to drown out the still small voice of the Lord. And sometimes it is very still and small and quiet and precious and beautiful and life-giving and exciting. Sometimes it's loud and scary. I've been there on those occasions too with the Lord. He'll rock your world, but he'll give you exactly what you need, because he's sovereign and he's good and he's perfect. Are we positioned to hear God? Do you hear me now? As senior pastor of Evident Life Church, my most productive time each week is the 4 hours or so a week that I spend alone in the prayer room. It's my most productive time. Why? Because I'm positioning myself to hear from God, because I'm desperate to hear from God, because I don't want to get up here on a Sunday and just tell you what I think. I don't want to just bring, you know, the latest sermon series that might be making the circuit around. I want to know, what is God saying to me? But what's God saying to this church that I'm responsible to steward and pastor and shepherd? What is he saying right now for such a time as this? What's the word of the Lord? And I can't just come up with that on my own, just as I'm going from meeting to meeting. I need to hear from God. And so I'm desperate each week to position myself. It's on my calendar. It's not just if I have time type thing. It's on my calendar. And if I have to move it because of something, I move it. I don't erase it. I move it. We need to position ourselves to hear the voice of God, because he's speaking and he's leading. Let me get to point three. When we're positioned, we hear God's voice, but now what? Do we have what it takes? Recall that Moses didn't think that he had what it took, so he didn't want to move. He didn't want to be used by God to help free the Israelite nation. He was fearful. He didn't think he had what it took, even though he heard God. It says, but Moses said, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? And God said, I'll be with you. Moses was concerned. God showed up, though, supplied all of his needs, blew his mind, released miracles. It was powerful. This is a move. It's a move of God. Moses' fear, though, of moving forward, I believe, is the reason that the Lord then told Joshua this. He said, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous?" This is just a little ways down in the same passage of Scripture there in Joshua 1, as he's telling him to go take the people of God across the Jordan into the Promised Land. And he says, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be terrified, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." So the Lord was like, okay, Joshua, fear kept him out of the Promised Land. We're not going to let that happen again, so I'm going to make sure I'm very, very clear with Joshua at this time. Don't be afraid. Be strong and courageous. God is with us as we move forward. As you're doing life as his child, he's with you. He's not far away. He's right there with you. He has promised he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's a promise-making and a promise-keeping God. You can trust him. You can hear him. And you can follow him as we're moving forward in this building, as we're moving forward toward our community, running toward them with the presence of God and the good news, the revelation of Jesus Christ. As we're doing that, yes, there's going to be some building and projects that are going to happen, but what we're responding to isn't a building project. This is a move. This isn't a building project, although there's going to be some building that's going to be going on, right? There's going to be some funds that are going to be needed to do some of this work and to move us out into our community and make ourselves truly available, connected with our community. But this is not a fundraiser. It's not a capital campaign. This is a move of God. This is a church positioning ourselves to hear the voice of God, to get excited about what God is doing, get on board with what he's doing, and then move and go with him and do the next right thing, which is the title of one of the messages here in just a few weeks. We're going to be sowing seeds of faith and reaping an amazing harvest because there's a revival coming. There's a revival coming. God loves people. And he's going after them, and we get to be part of it. So the Lord has given me three more messages that we're going to walk through, and he's going to start unpacking over the next 3 weeks. They're going to help us individually and corporately step into the plans and purposes, the new things, the kingdom plans that God has for us. Next week, title is going to be Moved by the Spirit. Not by our own will, but moved by the Spirit of God. Following week, do the next right thing. And then the final week, I know this might not be the politically correct, or maybe it is the politically correct title, but I'm using it to get your attention. It's called It Takes a Village. It Takes a Village. Learning to listen and faithful to follow. This is a move. Amen. I believe tonight, this premiere of what maybe some would consider an edgy topic or an edgy documentary, although it's totally God-honoring, I want to assure you of that. It's a move. This is a piece of the puzzle of how God is moving us into our community. Get up close and personal with real people who need Jesus. People that look like us, people that don't look like us. People that think like us, people that don't think like us. It doesn't matter. God loves people, and he's after them, and he's called us to move forward to go get them.